truckers. People said that the people over in the trucking industry are now looking to shut New York City down. And I said, that can't be true, is it? Well, let's find out. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Check this out, y'all.
Well, some of President Trump's supporters are pushing back against what they see as an unfair justice system, threatening a boycott that could have a major impact on the country's largest city. Some truck drivers say they're planning on refusing shipments to and from New York City in protest of that $355 million verdict against the former president in his business fraud trial. Dre Clark is live in Manhattan with the latest. Dre, what could this boycott do to prices, not just in New York, but for all of us across the country?
Well, certainly if truck drivers were to boycott New York City, the impact has the potential to be very damaging and very quickly. We're talking about supermarkets, big box stores, and other businesses that rely heavily on trucking. They would feel the pinch, and so would their customers. About 90% of communities here in New York City rely heavily on trucking to move their goods. This morning, we're on the Jersey side of the George Washington Bridge, and every day you can see hundreds, if not thousands, of trucks crossing the bridge from Jersey into the city. Meanwhile, one man is now telling truck drivers not to come to New York City after former President Trump was hit with that massive multi-million-dollar fine last week. Take a listen.
I've been on the radio talking to drivers for about the last hour 15 minutes. And I'm talking to at least 10 drivers going the other way. I'm heading down from South Wisconsin. And they're going to start refusing loads in New York City starting on Monday.
Truck drivers. I know we got a lot of people that's on the road right now. Shout out to my truck drivers. I know some of you personally. I coach some of you personally. My drivers, what up, though? What up to my drivers over there and out here on the road that's keeping our goods and our services moving? You guys are the heartbeat. Truly, you are the heartbeat of America. And we found that out during the pandemic because when everything shut down, a lot of y'all was out here getting to the bag. Yes, you were. And a lot of y'all was listening to a lot of these gurus out here tell y'all, hey, go get a truck, go get your own truck and all of that. And y'all was running up a bag. I can't even front. And then it went and got a little bit dire once the prices went down. And we talked about logistics on a Millionaire Morning Show. And we was having that conversation. But here's what I got to ask. First of all, the thing that I've learned from truckers was that they don't even like going out to New York and to the East Coast at all in the first place. That's what the sentiment is. And correct me if I'm wrong. This is the Millionaire Morning Show. So I do understand that there's a lot of people that is watching this right now that is aware of what's going on out here in these streets. Shout out to my truckers. Truckers, is going over to the East Coast and to New York City something that y'all prefer to do in the first place? That's the first thing. All right. The second thing is, are you guys starting to hear amongst your group of friends that not only did you not want to go out to the East Coast in the first place, but the trucking gurus all disappeared all of a sudden, but LaJuan the scratch off says, yes, that's true. New York sucks as a trucker. Real talk, truckers, they saying that they don't like going out to the East Coast anyway. Driving a truck to New York sucks. My truckers are saying it. Exactly. New York sucks for truckers. Yes, truck drivers do not like the North. Truckers say the West Coast have hills and bad weather. We hate New York. My truck contract. Oh, let me read that. My truck contract. My truck pulls contract refrigerated freight to NYC weekly, and we ain't shutting down. No, we don't. No, we don't want to, NYC. True is true. You got it right. Going to the East Coast, the tolls suck. Hell no. I used to work for a trucking company as a dispatcher, bidding on loads for drivers, and they sure as F never wanted to go to that area due to the high tolls and fees. Okay, so basically y'all saying that y'all didn't want to go over to New York based off of the finances that it took to really do whatever it is that you wanted to do over in New York anyway. Okay, cool. I got it. Now I got the sentiment of why y'all don't want to go over to New York in the first place. Now, a lot of truck drivers are refusing loads. In addition to that, and this is what they're reporting on the news, because of the verdict that's happening over in New York. Now, some people will sit there and say, well, no, man, ain't nothing shutting down. We're going to still do what we do or whatever. They're not saying that anything is going to shut down completely. But what the news is reporting is that you guys over in New York are going to be affected. You already got higher prices. It's already difficult when it comes to inflation. But now that's going to become much more exaggerated because of the fact that you have more truckers that are choosing to opt out and they never even wanted to go there in the first place, right? And we do know the power of truckers. We do know the power of truckers. How do we know the power of truckers? Well, one of the things is we've seen truckers band together when it came to the migrant crisis down south, especially over there in Texas, right? So we do know the power of truckers. You guys have the power in your hands. We've seen it over and over again. We even seen it during the pandemic. Let me play a little bit more of this video to see what's going on.
Yeah, the man calls himself Chicago Ray, and as of last night, his post on X, formerly Twitter, had garnered more than 6 million views and 60,000 likes. Former President Trump also caught wind of what Chicago Ray is doing and reposted Ray's video on his platform, Truth Social. But it's hard to ascertain exactly how many drivers are answering his call and what kind of impact it may have. It's not an organized effort, and the drivers expressing support for Chicago Ray, they're scattered all across the country. We did reach out to the Teamsters Union, the union representing many truck drivers, but did not get a response. We also contacted and tried to call at least the National Supermarket Association, which is based here in New York City, but did not get a response. Meanwhile, a Chicago Ray says he and other truckers are irate over Judge Arthur Angoran's fining former President Trump more than $355 million for fraud. Ray, like the former president, believes it's a form of election interference. Meanwhile, we talked to one driver who says she's joining the movement to boycott New York City. And she says if things go as planned, the city could pay a big price.
It could shut New York City down. And, you know, I don't want to hurt the people of New York. That's not what I'm trying to do. But my part in it, if New York just loses 10%, just 10% of the trucks that go in there, their prices are going to skyrocket on everything from milk to eggs to any type of goods that the consumer needs. And when that happens, it's going to cost everybody more money.
And that is true. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves is that something that is possible? Is it something that truckers can organize? Because, you know me, I like to interact with the chat, and this is a show where chat lives matter. So we absolutely rock with our people over in the chat. Here's my question. What she's saying is absolutely true. The price of the brick is going to go up based off of scarcity. It's based off of scarcity. So then they have to pass that price over to the consumers. And considering that you have almost 9 million people over in New York City in a general sense, that then becomes, again, exaggerated depending on the effect or how it is that people are having to suffer through or mind through what is happening, because you got a lot of mouths to feed, and you got a huge economy. And so any impact, even a 1% impact, is a major impact on New York City. Now, the question then becomes, are the people, because I've seen it in the chat, organized enough to be able to do it? Because one turns to two turns to three. And in fact, see, if it was lucrative to go to New York and it wasn't such a headache in the first place, this would kind of sort of be a moot point, because we know that people are easily swayed based off of the price of the brick and the opportunity, right? If you was already getting a lot of money, if it was worth it financially to go to New York, we would be having a completely different conversation. But the fact that most of these truck drivers hate going to the Northeast in the first place, that adds a little bit more of a wrinkle into the equation.
Yeah, but not every truck driver is getting behind Chicago Ray's efforts. Many drivers responded saying that they would not support the former president because he was accused and now he's been found liable for causing fraud. They say also the New York City market is just too big to ignore. Marky?
Yeah. Thanks for watching, everybody.
So, there's some truckers that are saying that they're not going. There's other truckers that are saying that they are going. And, you know, you got to You got a war on your hands. The war is spilling over, not just into what we see happening at the polls and politics. The war is spilling over into our lives. Let me ask y'all a question before we go over into the next subject. And I want you to think about it. I'm not going to tell you what to think. It's just a question. Is it that you don't like Trump that you decide that you want to vote for Biden? Or is it that Biden is the best president, is the best option? Because when you look at what's happening in the economy, when you look at the fact that we don't have, and this is the way that they keep y'all distracted. They say bad man orange. And again, I respect your decision to vote, but I also want people to be voting based off of being informed. And so I don't want you to vote for somebody just because you don't like the other person. We got to take the good and the bad, and we have to make sure that we look at the policies and how it affects your life versus whether or not we don't like that person. Look, I got some ex-girlfriends, right? Contrary to popular belief, I've been married for 20 years, but I've had a couple ex-girlfriends in my life. And I'm objective enough to understand that I'm not going to get with the woman that I married just because I don't like the woman that I broke up with or the woman that I was in a relationship with. I have to evaluate the woman that I'm with based off of her own merits. Because if you grudge get into a relationship, then you just going to find yourself in the same situation, if not worse, because now you trauma bonded. And it's the same thing when it comes to your decision to leave your job. Don't go and get another job and then you crash out just because you pissed at the job that you have. No, you have to make an informed decision each and every time that you get a new job of whether or not that's aligning with the direction that you're going in your life. You got to remove your emotions about how you feel about one person in order to have a conversation about whether or not this makes sense for you. Don't rebound date, Teresa. That's what I'm asking. And so you may not necessarily care for Trump. What don't you like about how it was that he ran from the president of the United States of America when he was in office? If you say, I don't like this, I don't like that, but I like this and I like that, then that means you're objective and you're making the best decision that's in the best interest of your family. What do you like about what Biden is doing? Because we know for a fact that Kamala Harris is out here crashing out. We know that she's the border czar, but the border is wide open. We also know that it seems as though he's having some memory issues. And we also know that he's leveraging our border in order to continue to fund these wars over in Israel, Ukraine, and even in Taiwan when it comes to the semiconductor chips. We know that inflation has been out of control. We know that a lot of people are underemployed. We also know that the economy is not as good as they making it out to be. And a lot of y'all is getting evicted and it don't really make no difference. So all I'm asking you, and again, I'm not looking for an answer, but all I'm asking you is, are you making an informed decision based off of who's best for the job? Or are you making a decision based off of who you like? Because every single decision that we make, we have to remove our biases. We have to remove how I feel about the person from whether or not they can do the job. I don't necessarily support or care for gay marriage. I don't. But if you telling me that this person that just so happened to be married to another girl and she's a girl can do the best job at the job that we at, don't think for one second that I'm ever going to discriminate against her because I'm objective enough to remove how I feel about your personal life from whether or not you can do your job effectively, because I do believe that you still should be able to feed your family. I don't care about what you do in your personal time. The only thing I care about is whether or not you pushing it on me. I don't agree with people that fornicate. I don't agree with people that adultery. I don't agree with people that cheat on their spouses. Am I also going to discriminate against you because you want to bust it down with a chick that you're not with? No, listen, I can criticize your decisions when it comes to relationships, but it don't mean that I'm going to remove your ability to be able to feed your family, especially if you're best for the job. The same thing across the board. I may not agree with it, but it does not mean that I don't think that you're the best person for that particular job. That's what it means to not judge. The not judging part is not that we don't evaluate people to determine whether we agree with them or not, right? The context behind that is, do you discriminate against them even to your own demise just because you don't necessarily care for them? And that is the difference. I am able to remove how I feel about you in order to get this money, to get the job done, to make sure that my daughter got the best future behind her, to make sure that we close off our borders. I don't care about what you do in your personal life enough to kill myself as a result of it. I don't care about what you got going on in your household to kill myself as a result of it, to ruin my daughter's future because you don't like whether or not he like to grab chicks by their cock. I don't focus on that. Do I agree with 100% of what he says and what he does? Absolutely not. 100%. I don't even agree to 100% of what my mama say. But when I have to evaluate my options and I'm saying, listen, the things that's meaningful to me is A, B, C, and D. And does the policies, when I look at the recrafting of the North American Free Trade Agreement, when I look at what's going on as far as the tariffs that was levied against China, when I have a conversation about what makes the most sense when it comes to our cultural norms and how it is that we've reestablished what's being invested in our schools, when you look at the president that actually invested the most money into HBCUs, if that's something that's most personal to you, you have to look at it objectively and say, wait a minute. We've been doing it this way for this whole time, but this ain't making sense. This ain't making sense. It's messed up. It's messed up out here. So for me, I'm a policy person, not a politic person. I don't care what your politics are. I only care if you're doing the best job. We just so happen to have a more democratic mayor inside of our offices inside of Detroit, but he's done a phenomenal job. And if I'd had to vote for him now that I'm a resident of Detroit, if I have to vote for somebody and I look at the opposition and I say, wait a minute, let me evaluate the job that you did based off of what I think is best for the city, I would vote for him 10 times out of 10. Now, I am very, very conservative, but I do not vote across party lines. I vote for who it is that's in the best interest of the people and is serving the people's best interest. I don't care. I don't care about what your politics are. I care about what's best for me, my family, and my city. So I'm not telling you how to vote. What I am telling you is to remove your emotions from it so you can make the best decision possible. That's all. That's all. And only you know what's the things that's the most meaningful to you. We all got different things. We all got different stuff that's meaningful to us. Some of us is meaningful to us based off of what our kids are. We all different ages. Some of y'all may be more inclined to think about what jobs is going to be. Some people are more focused on whether or not they think innovation or climate change or open AI or policies or artificial intelligence or free trade or, you know, what's happening as far as the trade agreements, or maybe you work for the union, whatever. You need to evaluate that based off of your own life. You have a difference of lifestyle and opinion and how you're going to be affected based off of your vote than I do. But to just vote based off of your emotions and not voting based off of what's best for you from a policy perspective is foolish. The thing that we've missed as a community and as a culture, and I'm going to move over into the next story because we got to get to the next thing. The thing that we're missing as a community and as a culture, right? Listen to me. Hear me out. Is that all of y'all been told to get out and vote. Get out and vote. We seen it on 106 in Park when we was growing up. We seen it from our rappers. These idiots was trying to convince us to vote their way. Get out and vote. Get out. They never told us to inform ourselves and arm ourselves with the information. And even the word of God says, in everything you do, get understanding. Understand why you're doing it so that you'll be fervent in doing it. So that it'll be meaningful to you. That way you're not disappointed and don't think that your vote don't count. That's why a lot of y'all only turning out at a 3%, 4%, 8% voter turnout rate in urban communities because you're not informed. You don't even know. Half of y'all, if I didn't do this live stream today, you wouldn't even have known who the person was that was prosecuting Trump in the first place was. 9 million people in New York, most of y'all don't even know who that is. If Fannie Willis wasn't busting it down for a real one, y'all wouldn't even have known who the Fulton County DA was. You don't know who your treasurer is. You don't know who your community leaders are, your aldermen, city councilmen. You don't know. You don't even know the policies behind why your mayor is doing and they spending your money. You don't even know the millages of why you paying so much in property taxes. Where is being allocated to? How much is going to the schools? How much is going to the community colleges? What you can leverage? Why the police department is so tied in with the church in order for them to distribute all of these social services? Why they get all of the funds? Why you don't have access to it? How you can then go about doing things? The Electoral College. Michael Fontaine just said it. Come on, man. Let's inform ourselves. Let's arm ourselves. And I'm a C student. But I just know how to break it down to a way in which I understand it. I don't care about the lingo. I care about the policies.